On March 28, 2011, an explosion at a munitions factory in Yemen killed at least 150 people. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Even terrorists know this. You have to give terrorists credit sometimes, as awful as it is for me to say that. What I'm trying to point out here is that despite failures and setbacks, some groups will carry out attacks on the same target multiple times before they get it right. Yemen, oddly, is the site of such a repeat performance. You all remember the attack on the USS Cole in the port of Aden in October 2000, right? In that incident, a small craft drifted up to the side of the destroyer and detonated, killing 17 and wounding 39 American sailors. Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula claimed the assault. What you may not know is that 10 months earlier, a similar plot targeted another American destroyer, USS the Sullivans, in the same port, but the plan failed when it turned out that the terrorists had put too much explosive in the boat, causing it to sink. They obviously got the calculators out, reconfigured how much to load, and successfully blew a hole in the USS Cole later that year. We could also cite the 1992 World Trade Center bombing versus 9/11. The first effort was relatively small in the scale of damage. The latter was, of course, unprecedented and catastrophic. Again, lessons were learned, and a more effective plan was put into effect, albeit 9 years further down the road this time. On this day in 2011, a series of huge explosions at an ammunition plant in southern Yemen killed at least 150 people and wounded 45. Again, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula is believed to have been behind the attack and had raided the plant earlier. Most of the victims were average citizens who began to loot the facility after the AQAP action, and authorities were unable to determine what caused the explosion. It could very well have been accidental, possibly caused by a lighted cigarette on gunpowder or a gun used to open a room full of dynamite. In any event, a terrorist raid led to an explosion which killed civilians. That is the bottom line in this case. No AP raid, no looting, no explosion. Did AQAP know this would ensue? Maybe not, but I am sure they are happy with the outcome. Terrorists are a tenacious bunch. We have to be equally tenacious in countering them. Hi, this is Phil Gursky, President and CEO of Borealis Threat and Risk Consulting in Ottawa, Canada. Thank you for listening to this episode of Today in Terrorism, where we look at what happened on this day in the past and what it means for today. I'd love to hear what you think of the content here at Borealis. You can email me at borealisrisk@gmail.com. You can follow me on Twitter at BorealisSaves, on LinkedIn, or on Facebook. You can also subscribe to all my content, Today in Terrorism, Quick Hits, Perspectives, and other media by going to my website, www.borealisthreatandrisk.com, and clicking the subscribe button on the top right of the screen. You will receive all the content free of charge to your inbox on a daily basis. That's it for today. I'll talk to you again tomorrow for another episode of Today in Terrorism. Until then, stay safe.